Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in for Goo. That's it. He's here for Goo.
You need a Snickers bar.
No. Haven't had chocolate in a while.
I mean, satisfy your hunger. You want to do that read again?
No, I don't. Because, listen, they got the gist of it. Right. Hey, Can I praise somebody?
Are you sure you're allowed to do that?
Risotto, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23 years old.
Taylor Swift.
So, I'm talking to Risotto. 23 years old. And I'm like, what are you up to today? And maybe come out after? He goes, I'm coaching Little League. At, did you say 6, 7, and 8 tonight?
No, junior giants. Shout out junior giants. So 6, 7, 8, 9 year olds.
Okay. Now, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. That's very impressive.
Well,
like,
thank you.
At 23, I wasn't interested in helping anybody, let alone 60.
I'm going to need to ask him some follow ups.
Seriously, on a Friday, like, how long are you going to be on the diamond tonight?
It's from 6 p.m. to 7:30.
How much you making?
Didn't that cramp your style?
It's volunteer, Evan.
How much you making?
Oh, my
God. It's volunteer. They do give, the Giants do give away some free stuff from time to time.
And there it is.
That's not why we do it, though.
Why do you do it?
Because it's fun.
Is it?
Coaching baseball.
Is it fun or are you just saying it's fun?
Just the way you're saying it doesn't sound fun.
It's fun. It's a blast.
As Guru would say, though, like, are you sipping? Or you probably have all your faculties.
Oh, yeah.
He's not pre-gaming practice. You don't do that. No, in all honesty, that is pretty cool. And I do wish that we had more coaches in general that aren't just parents. Like, you kind of need some people at every single practice or associated with the Little League team. I can't speak for, well, I don't know, Pop Warner, maybe too. You need people that are not affiliated with the kids. Like, having Pop coach all your teams, some are great, but you need some people there like Pasta that have no vested interest, even though I can't understand why he would.
I would agree with that. And for the life of me, I've never understood this, because when I was playing Little League, it was absolutely unheard of quite frankly, was unspeakable. To go to practice and have a parent watch practice? What the hell is that?
A lot of the parents do watch practice.
That's right.
It's uncomfortable sometimes.
It's a joke. They shouldn't be allowed, believe it or not. My parents, and I never had a teammate whose parents watched a practice. Not in grade school, junior high, high school, college. When did this start?
I think it's a new thing because, well, my parents just dropped me off and left.
Exactly. And like you
not
almost,
only that,
you almost had to.
Little League or most after school sports, it's daycare. It's daycare for the kids. Not every kid, specifically in Pasta's age range that he's talking about, 6, 7, 8, 9, not all those kids are going to continue to play. Many of them are not going to play in high school. It's to introduce social skills. That's what Little League is all about. Everyone thinks it's about molding the next Bryce Harper. And maybe you got a couple ballers in your league, people who make the All-Star team, someone like myself or yourself, Stein, who goes on to play Division III. However, most kids are not going to play past Little League. It's about having fun and developing social skills with your friends. So parents, I know that everyone wants to see their progress and their investment. Quit looking at your kid like that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And what progress is going to be made when they look around their shoulder and they see their parent there? You know, at some point as a parent, I'm not a parent. At some point as a parent, you got to be able to back off a little bit and let your kid experience life.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, I do believe there are some parents that enjoy just sitting there and watching practice. And if you can, that's fine. More power to you.
But if they're there, they're more inclined to either get involved or have an opinion or...
No, I would like to believe that there are some parents out there that can separate themselves from the team. They just legitimately enjoy watching their child participate in the sport. But that's a small fraction.
But...
From my experience.
You know what? Here's the way I feel about it. And listen. This is why society's changed. 415, wrong again, Steiny. A coach who bans parents from watching practice would be fired before the practice is over. That's
really?
A joke. Now, this one's a little different. Sports are expensive now. Parents want to see how their investment is paying off. Okay, go to one. And if you like it, you like what the coach is doing, hit the pike.
Investment is crazy.
Wait, no. Actually, this is where, Pasta, we do need to sit this one out. I got to ask you, Steiny. Have you ever looked at one of your three daughters as an investment?
No.
Okay, well, then I think it's fair.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, I think there might be some parents who look at their child participating in sports as an investment.
It is so unfair to the coach. It's unbelievable. I wouldn't coach under those circumstances. I just wouldn't.
So if I see parents at the practice tonight, what should I say to them, Steiny, that are sitting there watching?
Well, it doesn't sound like you can really do anything because...
But if I could do something...
It's the way it is now.
If I could do something, what should I say?
I would say, hey, guys, how you doing? So, it's thanks for dropping your kid off. Here's what I would say. Practice is over at 7:30 when you want... That's when you want to come pick them up. So, come back at 7:30 to pick them up. Find something to do for 90 minutes.
Oh, Coach, we're not leaving.
Now, this is interesting.
Then I find out whose kid is theirs, and I humiliate him. That's what I would do. I would humiliate him.
Games are fair. Like, my parents watched me play games, and I liked them being at my games up until a certain point. then that was more about me than them. But practice, do you not, like, drop them off and come back and pick them up later, or go somewhere? Just let them be them. I don't know. When I was coaching in Little League, this was a while ago, but there was a few parents that would hang around, and I guess I was always curious, and I wondered why. And if there's any out there that do and have a legitimate reason, I would love to hear it, because I never really got it. Again, my parents would drop me off at practice, let me practice with my team, yeah. Come back and get me.
Yeah.
And then they would show up and drop me off on game days and watch the games the way that it has always been.
And that's the way it should be. And, you know, that's the way life works.
That's what life's about.
No, the, yeah, anyway. I just don't get it. Like, the idea that my dad would have dropped me off at C.E. Cole Middle School in the middle of November at 6 o'clock at night, and then followed me into the gym to say, hey, I'm looking forward to what Mr. Wolf's going to say to the team. What are you doing? Go do some paperwork.
What is going on here?
They want to make sure coaches are not mean. Yeah. Well, you know what? That is what life's about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes you're going to run into coaches that are just better than others. But yeah. No one is, all right, Pasta is not volunteering his time to be mean to children. He's volunteering his time to help them get better at the game of baseball.
You've never been at one of these practices. You don't know that. No, I'm just kidding.
Pasta, you couldn't be mean if you tried.
No, you're right.
So I'm out. Well, let me take care of some business, and then I'm going to tell you a little story about something that just happened. When I get it together. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. They're 6-6, by the way. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
All right, well, what do you got?
So, it's Valkyries related, but it's not Valkyries. But if you watch the Valkyries game, you know what I'm talking about, or you were at the game. So I walk out of the studio, and I see the boss, Mr. Idea Man.
Nahagian.
Matt Nahagian. And he says to me, Steiny, fair or foul? And that's an old phrase that one of our coworkers used to use, and fair or foul means, is it okay or not? You know how to, you guys understand. So Nahagian goes, fair or foul, Brandon Pajemski? And I said, foul.
Now, why would you say that?
Because I know.
He didn't even finish the question.
Because I knew what he was going to say, and I was right. And the question was this, fair or foul, Pods at the Valkyries game. Now, if you didn't watch the game, Pods is up all the time.
Steiny.
He's up all the time. But more specifically, is this part that Nahegan brought up. He kind of called that walk on Caitlin Clark.
He sure did.
Yeah. Should a pro player really be doing that to another pro player? I mean, think about the times when you'll have people watching a game or like they never, you know, you wouldn't see, you go to Oklahoma City Sunday night for game 7 and give me Kyrie Irving's there.
Okay.
He's just there because he loves the game.
Yeah.
And it's like Kyrie Irving standing up and taunting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Fair or foul, Brandon Pajemski at the Valkyries game.
It's fair for him to be at Valkyries games. What I think is foul is how much he tries to involve himself in the Valkyries games. It's kind of like he's on the team. Like the way that he is on the sidelines or courtside, it feels like that's the same way that he acts when he's on the Warriors bench. And look, I get it. He's probably, in fact, I know he's friendly with players on the team because I saw him in the tunnel after the game. He was chatting it up with Kate Martin and another couple players and their friends and family. But like, I do think that there needs to be a boundary. And clearly we haven't found one yet between Pods and the Valkyries. But I do have to say, it is refreshing to see another professional athlete for their hometown team that's so clearly invested in their female counterparts.
Okay. Somebody on the text line, 510, saying Reggie Miller was all over the court yesterday for the Pacers. Okay. The circumstances are a little different. Now, Reggie Miller played for the Pacers. Okay?
He also wasn't mocking or trolling a right. member of the Thunder.
Exactly.
Like, again, I don't have a problem with Pods cheering and promoting and being a fan. But if a fan did that to Caitlin Clark, which Pods is, like, right. He's not on the team. He's a fan. If any normal courtside fan did that and almost essentially stepped onto the court, I do think there'd be a lot of people that would say, what is that guy doing?
I agree. But here's the way I, you know, if I put myself in Caitlin Clark's position, here's the way I would feel. All right, I see a guy do that, what Pods did with the walk. And he's in the front row. I don't know if Caitlin Clark recognizes him right away. I don't know if she... Oh, that's Brandon Pajemski. He's a second-year player for the Golden State Warriors out of Santa Clara. Like, she may not know him. So I'm going to assume when she looks at Pods, she thinks he's just a fan, like a crazy fan. What I'm saying is, if and when she found out he was a Warrior player, I'd be pissed. I really would be if I were her. Like finding out that he's actually a Golden State Warrior. In other words, I agree with you. It's just not a good look. It's not a good look.
Now, is it because since he's a player, he should know better kind of thing?
Yes, there should be a professional respect among professional athletes. Don't be heck. You know what I mean?
You can say stuff like, you know, again, Reggie Miller's clapping on the sidelines and cheering
probably
for
encouraging.
His team.
And like,
I don't know. Reggie Miller's one of the biggest trash talkers of all time.
But it's apples and oranges. Reggie Miller has an affiliation with the Pacers, and he's actually played for them. I get it. The Valkyries are the, you know, the WNBA team, but. Sure, I expect Reggie Miller to root for the Pacers. I expect Pods to root for the Valkyries. I expect Reggie Miller maybe to trash talk a little bit. But did he come out on the court? And did he walk? Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? I don't know. I went like, if I were a high school basketball player, all right, I play for Head Royce, and I'm going to go to the Bishop O'Dowd Skyline game. I'm not going to that game and ripping a player on one of those teams. That's just me.
I mean, I do think it's, the optics are also strange when, like, the owner of the team is sitting right next to him. And Lacob is, I think Lacob is as big of a fan as anybody. Even yep. at Warriors games, you will never see, as much as Joe Lacob stands and cheers and hoots and hollers, I don't think you'll ever see him troll or mock another player for another team.
No chance.
I just don't think he'd do it. So it is a little appalling seeing someone who's literally right next to him doing it, also in front of his general manager. Like, I don't know. That kid's got some stones on him. That's all I know. And he's 22. Yeah, maybe you won't be doing that by the end of the season.
And I, believe it or not,
I thought it was a little much.
I do think, like, the fact that he sometimes, if he's going to be at every game, like, yeah, then it's like we're going to the game and you check out Pods. Like, there are wild fans in every arena that are season ticket holders. So I don't necessarily mind that he's a super fan. It's just engaging with the play. Yeah.
Well, he can't be doing that every game, right? Like, for the rest of the season. Seriously, every single game you go to, Pods is going to be up in arms and clapping in people's ears. Like, it really, like, for all what they have 22 home dates.
Yeah,
all 22.
I mean, I think he's been to all six.
Shout out the NFL tape. Like, for all 22.
Real quick, let's go to Pat in Foster City.
Okay,
hey Pat, what do you have to say? Good tribute to the great Michael Urban. Good for ball or bad for ball? Pods is at the Valkyries. What's up, Pat?
Hey, I thought the interview that Podge did after the game was really pretty odd. The way he talked was like he was part of this team. Like, we got to do this and we need to do that. And I didn't know anything about his antics during the game. I just saw the post-interview, and I thought that was kind of strange. But what you're saying now makes sense, that that's kind of how he feels like he is. But, you know, the other thing to kind of keep in mind is that, you know, Lacob is his boss, and he's also, you know, he's an employee of Lacob, and so is all the Valkyries.
Yeah,
so the Valkyries and Pods have the same boss, same, you know, so
that's
they
true.
Are kind of on the same team in that regard. So it's a little different, but I don't know if Pods is just trying to get in the good graces of Lacob because his contract's coming up and maybe he wants to, you know, show support for his boss's other ventures, if you would. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does seem odd if he was that involved in the game on the sideline. I wasn't aware of that, but that does seem to cross the line. But it is a little different, you know.
Yeah, appreciate it. I didn't hear the interview with Pods after the game. Did you? I'm surprised he did an interview.
Well, I was there. The only one that I forget who was interviewed after the game, but they do an on-court interview for, you know, like the winning side.
Sure.
And, forget who the player was, but it was, I think, well, actually, it was, who was guarding Caitlin Clark? I apologize for not knowing this off the
was
top of
Thornton?
My
head. Was it Thornton?
No, it was another guard, but
late.
No, the point stands that he was asked about it afterwards. Although, you know, like, he's very friendly with the team. Obviously, again, I saw him in the tunnel. He was chatting it up with everybody. Everyone loves Pods. I just feel like there's a line, and it not even being a habitual line stepper. Like last night, he just crossed it. I mean, I don't know. Like, if I'm a fan of Podziemski as a Warrior, like if my favorite athlete, if I saw my favorite athlete trolling another athlete, I think I would I would look at him differently. I just would. Like, this guy's a little immature.
I mean, the one thing I will say is it feels like Pods. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's who he is.
He is.
Oh, Hayes. Thank you, 925. Hayes.
What's Hayes?
That was
the player who was guarding Caitlin Clark.
She was great.
Yeah, we can. I see a couple calls. Maybe we can finish it up on the other side. But anyway, not my topic. That was the boss. Good for Ball, bad for. Well, that was Michael Urban. R.I.P. We got one more segment, and then we got the crossover. So that's what's coming up. And I got to read. I'm going to try to do it better this time. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. Hey, in case you missed it, the Golden State Valkyries. They defeated Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Huge win at Chase Center last night. You want to hear what the energy sounded like? Take a listen.
Foul line, driving right alley. Blocked by Burton! Great help defense! Hayes, baseball pass ahead to Bibby with Colson to beat. She lays it in! Timeout, Fever! Backing down, back for Burton. Open 25. Butters good! 69-65, Gordon, three! In the game with 4:50 to go. Pass fake, fires a straight on three, just a little strong. Secures her own miss, goes right down the lane, and one mobility! A step through to Thornton for three. It's good! It's Burton behind the back, three to shoot, stepping back, 18-footer. Bullet Knights! Tonight, Indiana! 87-77. This place is so loud that when they called timeout, they didn't even stop the clock. They couldn't hear the whistle. What a win for the GSV tonight against Indiana.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.